On Widener University Week, each victim of gun violence has a story to tell. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Francis, assistant professor of nursing, says the effects can be devastating.
Gun violence is a public health crisis in the U.S. The CDC reports on average 92 people die from gun violence each day. Statistically, there is a correlation between poverty and violence, making gun violence prevalent among the urban poor. My latest research was designed to gain a greater understanding of gun violence from the personal story of the victims. By analyzing the personal accounts, we gain access to the knowledge needed to understand the victim's perspective and ultimately identify community and clinical interventions to address this growing epidemic. I conducted and recorded 16 face-to-face private interviews. Each interview used a semi-structured guide which provided participants the freedom to share their story. Following careful data analysis of the interviews, four recurring themes emerged. The first theme was the prevailing nature of everyday violence. Gun violence was not an extraordinary event, but rather an ordinary occurrence that did not evoke a dramatic response. Second was the feeling of abandonment by social institutions. The testimonials expressed limited support from police, government, school, and community systems, which led to a more violent community. Third, poverty and a lack of employable skills and education led to an environment that is fueled by a cycle of reactive violence. And last, each participant experienced psychological effects such as PTSD following violent events. My findings underscore the need for programs and resources within affected communities. Partnerships between community leaders, policymakers, educators, and healthcare professionals need to be fostered in order to develop meaningful interventions that can increase awareness and reduce violence.
That was Mary Francis of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.